keep turning to Psalm 29, just two psalms over. Because fifthly, beauty is how God describes the holiness he desires for us. He wants us to be beautiful in his holiness. Give to the Lord, verse 2 of 29. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. What's the best way we can come dressed before God this morning? Not with some expensive clothing, but to wear the most priceless clothing, his holiness. Be arrayed in God's holiness. It's the last verse of 1 Corinthians says this. It says, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Of God is Christ made unto us wisdom and knowledge and sanctification and redemption. Put him on. Romans 13, 14, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh. Wear Jesus Christ. You want to know what the best thing is to wear? Put on Jesus Christ. And then look in the mirror and say, would Jesus wear what I'm wearing? Because I'm wearing Christ. Am I the most beautiful and the most modest and the most holy I could possibly be coming into his presence? Now, corporately, we only do this a few times, but personally, it's what we do every time we come into worship. Another verse, Psalm 96, if you want to turn over about 67 chapters. Psalm 96 and verse 9, same thing, repeated. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Holiness is acknowledging his utter sinlessness, his utter separation from all that is fleshly and all that is tainted and all that is touched with corruption. And when you see him in the perfections of his holiness, it makes us tremble because he is so awesome. Remember, he's a consuming fire and he is so powerful. God is so utterly unlike us, and yet he's revealed himself to us. Well, beauty is how God describes the holiness he desires for us. He wants us to give him the glory due his name by worshiping the beauty of his holiness. And as that verse we see, we need to worship the Lord clothed in the beauty of holiness. Just for a minute, back to Psalm 50 and verse 2. Psalm 50, verse 2. Because the sixth aspect this morning of God's beauty treatment he wants us to be involved in is that he is beautiful. I mean, have you ever thought of God as beautiful? He says, I want you to think of me as beautiful. Psalm 50 and verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. He says, I'm the perfection of beauty. Now, I hear people all the time, they say, oh, wow, she's beautiful. Or, oh, what a beautiful car. Well, you know what God says? You think that's beautiful? I'm the perfection of beauty. He says, I'm the ultimate. I'm the most beautiful. You know, most of us know more about beautiful cars and beautiful other things than we do about beautiful God. And God says, I want you to linger in my presence. Psalm 50 and verse 2, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Now, don't turn there because you can start turning to Psalm 90, okay? Let me read Isaiah 33, 17 to you, okay? While you're turning to Psalm 90, the last verse, let me read to you Isaiah 33, 17. Because this is what God promises to you and me every day when we get into his word. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They'll see the lamb that's afar off. That's a great verse. You ought to have that one underlined. When you and I get alone with God in this book, we get to see the king in his beauty. And through this book, we see the lamb that's far off. His presence, heaven, the glory of eternity with him. We see that through this book. You know, I meet people that have real struggle. They say, man, I don't get anything out of this. But I think they have their eyes closed because I have never opened the pages of this book that I didn't see some facet of the king and his beauty. Now, sometimes I had to fight off sleep. Sometimes I had to fight off anxiety. Sometimes I had to fight off distraction and a million things in my mind. But as soon as you tune out all the other screens and just look at one channel, God, you can start. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, some of these files that come in are so big that it takes them a while to come in on the screen. You know, they just kind of slowly come on in the computer, and they just slowly fill the screen. Now, that's how I feel sometimes. You know, I don't see God in his beauty right away. Sometimes, you know, I have to get my mind focused, but all of a sudden you start seeing him in his word. And then when you see the king in his beauty, you see the lamb that's far off when we're going to be with him forever. No more sickness, no more sadness, no more sleeping, no more night, no more separation, no more tears. But we see the king in his beauty because God's beautiful. And that's how he describes himself. But now, the last verse of Psalm 90. And then we're going to conclude our study of Mary. But I want you to see this last verse of Psalm 90. And let me give you a running start. Number one, beauty was required of those who were regularly in God's presence. Remember the priests? Secondly, beauty was expected in corporate worship. They were to be focusing on God's beauty. Thirdly, beauty is how God describes praise that we're to offer Him. Fourthly, beauty is a mark of personal worship times that please God. Fifthly, beauty is how God describes holiness that we're supposed to wear. Sixthly, God's beautiful. Now here's the last point, Psalm 90 and verse 17. God wants to make us beautiful today. Did you know that? Have you stopped for your beauty treatment? We were on our way to meet a group of people at a Don Crane luncheon, and our family was getting ready. And I said, honey, what can I do? And she handed me a washcloth and said, wipe so-and-so's face, you know, chocolate. You know, it gets everywhere except in their mouth. And this one little type loves chocolate, and it's all over. And so I said, Jeremiah, look at Daddy. That little moonbeam face is like this, covered with chocolate. I said, hold still, honey. I took the washcloth, and I started, and I said, wow, who is that under there? Ooh, is that Harry the Dirty Dog? You know, got him all. I said, it's you, and he smiled real big. All the chocolate was gone. Did you know I couldn't have done that if he hadn't done what Psalm 90 and verse 17 says? Look at this. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Literally, hold still, stop. Wait, let me do this. Look up at me. Turn your little face up to me, God says. Let me take the washcloth of the Word. Let me take the sanctifying power of the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God. Let me purge you so that you can be beautiful. God wants to make us beautiful today. We're coming before His table. Have you turned your face up to Him? Said, I've got the chocolate of sin, God. I've got the chocolate of neglect, God. I've got the stains of not being everything I want to be for you, but God, there's nothing I can do to make you love me any more or any less, but I know that this is distracting. Will you please wash me? Will you get me ready to come into your presence so I can be beautiful? That's what God wants from us.